Exclusive: Kevin McCarthy details GOP plan to retake House majority. 31 Democrats sit in districts Donald Trump won. By Matthew Boyle on August 3, 2019. Republicans only need to net win back 20 seats from Democrats to retake their majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy broke down the GOP plan to do just that in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News that aired Saturday morning. The one-hour-long in-studio exclusive interview, which aired on Breitbart News Saturday and will air again on Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel, is the first and most comprehensive the House's leading Republican has given detailing such plans by the GOP. In addition to the political focus in this interview, McCarthy also discussed immigration policy and tech policy with Breitbart News. McCarthy laid out the numbers that Republicans need to hit to win back their majority in 2020 alongside President Donald Trump's efforts to win re-election. "There are 31 seats that Democrats sit in today that President Trump carried," McCarthy said. "Of those 31, 13 of them President Trump carried by more than 6 points. So, here you have the socialist wing of the party trying to take them further left, when the only way they have the majority is actually winning in Republican areas, areas that would be swing districts. Currently, Republicans hold 198 seats in the House. A majority in the House is 218 seats. So, if Republicans take back those 13 seats from Democrats in districts that Trump won by more than 6%, and 7 more from the remaining 18 districts that Democrats represent that Trump won, while holding what they currently have, or find some other way to net gain 20 seats, they can retake the majority in 2020. The 13 districts currently represented by Democrats that Trump won by more than 6% are as follows: Minnesota's 7th district, New York's 22nd, Oklahoma's 5th, South Carolina's 1st, Maine's 2nd, New Mexico's 2nd, New York's 11th, Pennsylvania's 8th, New York's 19th, Michigan's 8th, Utah's 4th, Virginia's 7th, and New Jersey's 3rd. The other 18 districts currently represented by Democrats in which Trump defeated Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton include New Jersey's 2nd, Wisconsin's 3rd, Michigan's 11th, Iowa's 2nd, Illinois 14th, Iowa's 1st, Iowa's 3rd, Virginia's 2nd, Pennsylvania's 17th, New York's 18th, New Hampshire's 1st, Georgia's 6th, Minnesota's 2nd, Arizona's 1st, New Jersey's 5th, Nevada's 3rd, New Jersey's 11th, and Illinois 17th. So if you sit back and you look at the last election, there's not one reason why the Republicans lost the majority, but there are a couple, McCarthy explained on the Breitbart News radio special. The first one being history, meaning that historically whichever party wins the White House, that party normally loses an average of 30 seats in the off-year election. Barack Obama lost 63. 23 seats was our majority, so just history would beat us. We had more retirements than ever, the most of Republicans, 41, in a year. That was a bad year for us. The Democrats had $250 million more dollars than us. And the other thing the Democrats did is they sued and had redistricting done in a partisan way in Pennsylvania, so they got 3 seats to start up with. They changed the election law in Maine. In Maine, you don't vote for one person, there's only 2 congressional seats. What you do is you rank them. So if someone doesn't get to 50%, the ranking actually pulls somebody else up. Bruce Poliquin, who is the congressman, got the most votes but is not the member of Congress from Maine anymore. It's changing these types of things. Democrats turned out with a higher number. All the Republican vote, and all the Democrat vote, Democrats turned out 8% higher. But if you look at those 74 seats that make up the swing of a majority in Congress, these are the 74 seats that Charlie Cook identifies. The difference between Republican vote and Democrat vote is 1%. The difference between myself serving in the minority and serving in the majority is less than 107,000 votes. There are several GOP retirements heading into 2020 as well, but nowhere near the numbers as in 2018. Reps. Will Hurd, RTX, Martha Roby, RL, Pete Olson, RTX, Paul Mitchell, Army, Susan Brooks, RN, and Mike Conaway, RTX, have announced planned retirements. Representative Justin Amash of Michigan left the GOP earlier this year, becoming an independent. But, McCarthy says that the House is in play in 2020 because of the numbers, because the president is on the ballot again this time, and because of what is happening inside the Democrat majority's conference. McCarthy made the point that the Democrats' highest priority legislation, H.R. 1, would tax Americans to fund Democrat campaigns with federal dollars, a point that a vicious new ad campaign from the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, that Breitbart News reported exclusively earlier this week targeting several vulnerable Democrats also exposes. What's more, in addition to the leftist socialist drift that the so-called squad of reps, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ayanna Pressley, DMA, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, is leading as they take over the Democrat Party. McCarthy says the Democrats, including those who represent these red districts, have no real accomplishments to point to after 7 months of being in the majority. That's why they have an internal fight going on, McCarthy said. They haven't accomplished anything. Even in fact, you had Congresswoman Ock's own chief of staff put a tweet out challenging any Democratic voter to name one thing the Democratic majority in the House accomplished for the kitchen table, then went on to question this legislative genius, referring to Speaker Pelosi. The Democrats have done nothing for an infrastructure deal. They have done nothing to help Americans' healthcare. They have done nothing on paid family leave, which has broad bipartisan support. They have done nothing to help working Americans in any respect on anything, McCarthy noted, instead focusing their efforts on partisan bickering. Meaningless resolutions like the ones calling Trump a racist or failing to rebuke Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism. All while mucking up actual bipartisan policy solutions with radical leftist socialism. All of these are typical GOP talking points about the left and Democrats. But McCarthy has a real point. There is not even a single one big-picture accomplishment Democrats can point to since they took the majority. And it is unlikely they will get anything done before the 2020 elections given that they are out for a six-week August recess now and return for a short fall legislative session before the holidays and the end of the year. At the beginning of 2020, with presidential politics kicking off as the Democrats hit primaries and caucuses nationwide, it is unlikely any major solutions will make it through from there until after the 2020 election. So Republicans can legitimately claim Democrats have done nothing since taking office. And McCarthy is certainly drilling that point home, even suggesting it appears they are deliberately choosing failure for political reasons. McCarthy said that based off his conversations with Pelosi and other Democrats, he considers them to have abandoned the core principles of their party for this new rising leftist socialism. I have told the speaker many times, she will sit when we are trying to come to an agreement. Remember, our government is designed to have compromise. No one person can get 100% of what they want. You've got the House, the Senate, and then you've got the executive branch. Speaker Pelosi and the Democrats, to me, they're no longer Democrats, McCarthy said. They don't call themselves Democrats. They're socialist Democrats. I think this internal fight is where they want that socialist wing to take over. That's why they can't come to a consensus. It's why they can't do anything with Homeland. You have a congresswoman who says they should abolish the homeland, Homeland Security. Think about what is in there. That is Secret Service, FEMA, that's other things. At any other given time, this country would be in an uproar if an elected body said that. But what's come to the body today is socialism. That's the strife what's inside this past Democratic Party, they're not what they used to be. Another example he cited was how the Democrats have turned the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, process into a partisan political football for the first time in decades. Fundraising for Republicans is on the upswing as well, as McCarthy has picked up a lot of slack that former House Speaker Paul Ryan, one of the GOP's 41 retirements last cycle, left behind. McCarthy, according to numbers released in early July, raised a record $33.7 million for Republicans this year so far, a number that has certainly increased since then, as compared with Ryan's paltry numbers in the 2018 cycle. Breitbart News ran several stories about McCarthy's significant improvement over Ryan, something President Trump noticed and tweeted about in July. McCarthy noted that part of why the GOP is surging in fundraising is not just what he is doing, but what other members, including those recruiting candidates, are doing. What's more, he added, recruiting is ahead of schedule in many places. as Republicans have candidates, like Wesley Hunt in Texas's Houston area and Nicole Malliotakis on New York's Staten Island and Young Kim in California, putting them in prime position to take back several of these districts. President Trump being on the ballot again is a huge boon for Republicans, too, McCarthy said. He noted that when Trump was on the ballot in 2016, Republicans held their majority. But when Trump was not on the ballot in 2018, Republicans lost it, so he feels like the GOP gets a boost from having Trump at the top of the ticket. That being said, though, McCarthy also noted that each race is individual in nature, and candidate recruitment is imperative. And whoever wins the Democrat nomination for president will also factor into the equation. When President Trump first ran for president, he won the presidency and we kept the majority, McCarthy said. When President Trump wasn't on the ballot, we lost the majority. Will it be helpful? Yeah. But everyone runs on their own at the same time. So that ability to be able to expand the base comes into the quality of the candidates, the recruitment, and others. We'll get to that point. Now, who's going to be the Democrat nominee will matter a great deal. The first thing you have to do is not think about which Democrat is running. Think about the process and how they elect somebody. Because it's not the same as it was 4 years ago. They eliminated the superdelegates on the first round. The superdelegate is really the Democratic insurance policy that those on the left decide who the nominee is. That's why Bernie Sanders couldn't win last time, but now he has an opening. There's no longer any states that are winner-take-all. So it's a different game in the process. They focus more on you got to have online ability to raise money. I was impressed with the amount of money last quarter that Elizabeth Warren was able to raise because she hasn't done a fundraiser, so she's got stability. I'm not one, now, I could be wrong. Anyone who tells you that they know who the nominee is going to be, they're wrong, because at any given time somebody could become that nominee. The full interview with McCarthy aired on Breitbart News Saturday and will air again on Breitbart News Sunday. Both programs on SiriusXM 125 The Patriot Channel. Breitbart News Saturday airs from 10 a.m. ET to 1 p.m. ET on Saturdays, and Breitbart News Sunday airs from 7 p.m. ET to 10 p.m. ET on Sunday evenings.